About some of the cold stress tolerance, primarily on the spring wheat crops too. We're seeing a lot of that problem with the cold, wet soils, the new fungicide treatment seemed to have some synergies in correcting some of that.
Yes, that's correct. At BSF, that's one of the very most important thing we're looking at is the seed safety and making sure that that plant gets up out of the ground and healthy. We've got products, Charter and Charter PB are both widely used now in the Dakotas, Red River Valley area, and they're getting out of the ground. Some of the pictures and a lot of the data that we've received on the spring grains was from the Dakotas area.
Any research being done on some of the other crops that are growing up in the cold climates, the sugar beets, some of the pulse crops?
Yes, absolutely. BSF is doing a lot of testing with our new fungicide product for soybeans and pulse crops. All the pulse crops will be on that. Also, we're doing research with sugar beets, seeing if this cold tolerance that we're seeing in corn and cereals follows through to sugar beets. And what we've seen, it does. It has a positive transfer. So we're working with the seed companies and some of the technical providers and doing some more in-depth testing.
One of the thoughts that I had as you were talking about the seed treatments, and we saw this happen in the sugar beet crop over the years. We've gone from raw seed to pelletized. Do you see that type of a situation happening to, say, corn, soybeans, wheat, those types of things where you need to get enough treatments on that seed that you actually create a pellet?
That's an interesting question, because there has been work done by some companies to try to make a uniform corn seed. So the small rounds and the different ones would all be the same size. Coating is a very slow process and fits very well for high-value seeds, your sugar beets, your vegetable seeds. And it is a costly process. So my personal opinion is that it will take several years before that type of technology would be able to do the capacity and the volume at the cost that would be necessary for those crops.
Stamina, tell us about the new product and what some of the advantages are.
Thank you. BSF just got the registration for Stamina in this month, February. The biggest advantages we're seeing is it's got an excellent disease spectrum, controls a broad spectrum of diseases. It helps the plant in those cold stress conditions get out of the ground and be a healthy plant. We've also tested it compared with the competitive products on the market. We're seeing stand and yield increases over those products.
Now the F500, the ingredient in headline, has really helped with plant health. Is that same benefit going to really help plant health in the seed treatment area?
Yes, absolutely. The Stamina product gives a very good plant health with keeping that plant, again, healthy. And also, we've done a lot of testing under cooler conditions where we see that added benefit of plant health.
What kind of cold are we talking about? How early have you been, has some of your research trials shown that the Midwest producers can get this crop in the ground?
We really, the testing we did not really look at trying to get earlier plantings. What BSF was looking at, is there some protection to get this crop under those times when you're planting, it's a nice day, and then it turns around cold and rainy? That's what we're trying to help reduce, is those type of conditions. When it gets cold, like in your 20s for a long period of time, it's not going to matter. We're trying to just move that gap on cold tolerance a few degrees, not 200 degrees.
Again, yield is everything, especially at these prices. So what are some of the yield benefits that you've seen with this product?
We've seen yield benefits 2 to 3 bushels over the similar type chemistry that's in the market, and that's been consistent throughout the testing that we have done. And most of our testing that BSF does is with independent companies. The product in the Stamina at 500 at the Independent Professional Seed Association test plots, top yielder.
Very good. Thanks, sir. Thank you.